Yo, it's your boy TBC on the Jokes and Jocks podcast.
From the station that reaches the beaches, bitches.
Yes.
What's up with this country right now? What's going on with America?
You know, my thing
about America right now?
Is it even really America? Is that the name that we should be calling it? It was called something else.
The United States of?
No, before that, it was called it was called a piece of Pangea, yo.
Slaveholders Union?
Yep, that's what it was.
It was like something else.
Pangea.
No, they
it was just, not Pangea.
It's called Pangea, man.
An indigenous name that we
want. You know,
indigenous.
It's not cool, yo. But yo, I'll tell you this. What better country to live in?
I can think of a couple. I'd say maybe Amsterdam would be more peaceful. Canada is probably more peaceful.
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam. So America's kind of violent right now.
Super.
Like, would you, if someone said there was a shooting in downtown Boston, would we be fucking surprised?
No.
Sadly, we wouldn't. Sadly, we wouldn't.
The safest city in America.
Safest.
Yeah.
I heard there were some real right-wing neo-Nazis going through the town.
You know why?
July 4th.
And America wants to be iconic. Everyone wants to make that statement. Because you can't make the similar or same statement in another country. Like, if there was a mass shooting in, say, Ireland, would it be as much...
It would, because it would be weird. But here, it's like...
Well, they wouldn't even do it, you know what? Because
they don't
only we produce mass shooters.
Well, because...
That's what's sad.
But America has 50% of all the guns in all the world. All the world's guns, half of them are in this country. It's sick.
You know what? Happy 4th of July weekend. You know what's really interesting and what was the most interesting thing for me watching the fireworks go off?
How so?
Was the fact that fireworks are literally the invention of guns. You can watch. Yeah. There's videos going viral right now. People shooting fireworks at each other in the streets. Fireworks, gunpowder... was used for entertainment purposes by the Chinese.
Yeah, I thought
there's a movie called The Last Samurai. The Last Samurai, Tom Cruise. Shout out to Tom Cruise.
He doesn't need a shout out on this podcast.
I haven't seen Maverick
yet. Shout out.
Anyone seen Maverick?
No, not yet.
Heard it's fire. Yeah. Scientology.
Do they play Highway to the Danger Zone in it?
But you, that's the jam. But what's crazy?
The danger zone.
What's crazy is guns were created by fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard it was like to simulate war. To like.
What's crazy is like you look at a firework, you're like, wow, it's so cool to see it. But if it was shot at you,
it's not.
It wouldn't be.
You ever shot a roaming candle at your best friend?
Yeah, right. Your nuggets. It's not as much fun that way as it is to see it in the sky.
But at the end of the day, guys, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe's my guy.
In a fist fight in their prime, who wins?
Joe. Come on, Joe versus fucking heel spurs. Fucking cheeseburger.
In a debate over
cheeseburgers. Oh, Trump wins that. Yeah.
Trump is a debater, though.
He's a cheeseburger aficionado. I hope it fucking kills him.
The gas prices were lower, though, guys.
That has nothing to do with fucking buying. You bringing that up.
Bitcoin was at $60,000.
80.
In my day, Bitcoin was 70,000.
Donald Trump got it. You know, I was prosperous in the Trump era. But hey, you know, it's not all about money, guys.
Isn't it?
It really is. It's the United States of capitalism.
So next subject. Let's go into another subject.
Yeah, didn't we check?
Seltzers.
What, gas prices and seltzers?
Everyone's drinking seltzers nowadays. What's that all about? Is it really? Because they're trying to lose weight but still get drunk?
No, you get hydrated.
Like you're tricking yourself into getting drunk without gaining weight?
It feels like a beer. But there's nothing in it, and it tastes like fake raspberries.
The first sip of this tasted nasty.
And then?
Now it tastes normal.
You got through the wall of nasty.
And you have to pee every 17 minutes.
What's the alcohol content on a Truly?
Like 5%.
5%. Mm-hmm. So it's like a beer. Only like 5%. Sparkling Kool-Aid.
Yeah, why would I just eat that?
You're perfect.
She's going to know.
So if you could drink one salsa for the rest of your life,
flavor,
what would it be?
Or brain?
Brain flavored?
Spindra.
Flavor or brand?
Oh. Because it all tastes the same.
No, I disagree with that. Because you can tell the different...
Yeah.
Different brands have different sizes. And some of them are sharper. Some of them are more like sparkling on the tongue. You know what I'm saying? Like some of them, it's like you drink them real
fast. Which is the most sparkly cider?
So I think...
I think
Polar has pretty big bubbles. I think Polar.
Yeah.
Polar is a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, that's
no, but I'm Polar okay. makes.
Once you take
Let's
the alcohol
get into the
out,
non-alcoholic. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you take the okay. alcohol out, they get like even sharper.
What's the best water on the planet? Aquafina.
No.
Smart Water.
No.
Fiji.
No.
No.
Icelandic.
No. Why?
Is there a brand?
Poland Springs.
No. Hell fucking no.
Is there a favorite water that you go and get to from the store and is like? That's my favorite.
I just
want to
shout out on your
That's
podcast how
which is all branding.
This is like the one over here was just pouring in there. And you're like, yeah, I'll take that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fucking
like Poland Springs.
This doesn't taste like Poland Springs. This tastes like
shouting this out.
Some aqua.
Over everything you're saying.
What's your go-to?
You know, I'm a big, like,
in the face of
I agree.
You know, jump, tap water. How defrosted boost my immune system.
I wouldn't drink the water out of the faucet here.
So when you go to a bar and they're like, can I get a water? Uh-huh. And they pour it in your glass with ice.
Yeah.
Is that tap
the
water?
Gun.
Or is that
they take it from the gun? It looks great.
It goes.
It's like a long distance.
Theoretically, it goes through a filter. Can I promise?
Theoretically.
Mm-hmm. How often
can
do they change it?
Can I promise you that the filter exists?
I like to think they're moving a lot of water in that, so I think it stays pretty fresh.
It sounds like it's
Did you
different.
Used to work at the restaurant industry?
I did.
And you really did that?
We drink tap water.
Exactly.
Try drinking the tap water in Mexico or in
no
India.
No thanks.
Fuck that.
Try having diarrhea for a week.
Malaria.
Ooh.
So, more.
Actually, I do want to go to India, and Mexico is my jam, if you've ever been.
Just don't open your mouth in the shower. For two reasons.
Okay.
I liked Mexico.
So round table. Do you drink sparkling water? And if you do, what's your go-to
I don't
sparkling
like bubbles.
See, I never thought I'd like
Pellegrino
that.
Pellegrino's
fantastic.
It's my Negro. But you know,
I want to be able to chug water at any moment.
So, bubbly water, not for you.
What would you like in that water? Cucumbers?
It's delicious.
I like
lemons,
cucumbers.
Yeah.
Mint.
Raspberries.
Mint.
Citrus. Lemon. Lime.
Basil.
Fuck yeah, all that.
What's the good
I'm
water?
Right.
So long as it's water, just regular,
just
plain as
up.
Good as water.
It's just
with
totally
that.
Pure.
What,
maybe
say
just
water
the
again?
Paint of it. No sugar.
Say water again.
No sugar.
Say water again.
What?
How do they say water in Boston?
I'm from Jersey originally.
How do you say water from Jersey? Water?
I don't know, but everyone mentions how I say water.
I didn't mention it until now. You say water like a New Jersey guy, which sounds like...
That's not the only way I know how to say it.
Let's
get
your impression.
I'm not from New Jersey, so why would it sound like that?
We're trying to recreate magic.
How do you spell cow in 13 letters?
With all the C's Why? And O's and D's.
you take the word cow, C-O-W, and then you say the word C, and you C-E-E, S-E-E, I mean.
I'm lost already.
S-E-E is three letters.
C-O-O-H.
Oh, that's four letters.
Double.
And then double.
D-O-U-B-L-E
U Which is another three letters, Y-O-U. It gives you your 13 letters. Genius. Hey, you want to hear another riddle?
Before do I ever.
12 boots hang high, 12 men walk by. Each took a pair. How many boots are left?
-6, obviously.
What?
Mm-hmm. 12 boots hang high. 12 men walk by. Each took a pair. How many boots are left?
So if 12 men took a pair, they took 24 boots. So it's -12 boots.
Zero. But so the answer is pairs, zero. None.
So it's like half of that.
Yeah, so it's like -48 boots.
Or it's wrong. None. It's none.
Wrong. You ready?
Ready.
The answer is 10.
I don't buy it.
Because one of the guys' name was Each.
Okay.
So 12 boots hang high. 12 men walk by. Each took a pair. 10 boots left.
You know, old Jimmy Each. Jimmy Each is over there. Each took a pair.
No.
It was the old Jimmy Each.
Nope.
Okay. Our man came through with the papillas.
What's the worst real. Name you real. Would be willing to give a child of yours? What's the worst name you would be willing to give a child of yours? Like Each.
Ooh.
Each. Just for the comedy.
But, wait, Each right? Took a pair.
Yeah. What's the next best worst name you can come up with?
Each, other than Jimmy Each.
Yo, it's, I guarantee you, someone out there got the name.
Yeah, let's. Can we call
in front, the history of man?
Call
each took a pair.
Have him fucking search it up.
And he each did take a pair. Trust me.
Yo, find me every Jimmy Each in South Boston.
Get me their numbers.
Good old Jimmy the Each Eaches.
You want to hear the next one?
Oh, what's the next
more?
One?
Yes.
Well, we can keep going. Here's a deeper question. Let's get deep for a second. What do you guys think is better? Like, do we go full London, no guns allowed? Or everyone has the right?
This is America. What the fuck?
Everyone has the right to bear arms.
This is America.
No guns?
I say
or everyone, will never everyone get can rid of strap
guns.
Up.
Never get rid of guns.
I think everyone can strap up.
It's way too late.
It's fucking, it's the Wild West again.
It's always been
the toothpaste is out of the fucking tube. People just own that
this
shit.
This is America.
And there's like this burning desire for people to start militias and rise up against the government they don't like. And it's like everyone and their mother's got a fucking militia. Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, if you live back in the days when they were like Egyptian slaves, and like the dudes were like slaves, or if you just think about slaves,
there's a lot.
And like now slaves got guns, you can't really enslave people no more.
No, there's a lot of evidence that the people that built the pyramids were not slaves and were well taken care of.
Oh.
They were builders hired. No.
Here's a deeper question: do you believe in life outside of the planet? Like this is all simulation, and we're part of their plan. Or we're just part of some original evolutionary plan that scientifically was created, and not even scientifically, God created. All of this is random occurrence and love from up above.
I like the latter one.
Interesting.
I like that one. Yeah. There's got to be other life out there. Do you ever wonder?
So if an alien ship flew down here right now, would you be scared?
No.
Or would you
be
welcoming? Would you hop in the
whip? You know, honestly, I feel like they can travel with ways that we can't even like comprehend, and they just like check out our planet, and they're like, they're not ready to be part of.
I think we're not ready.
We're not ready. That's not, like they're like, look, these people fucking kill each other. They don't fucking. There's like anger and religion, and they're so far from a utopia. We have to get to that to get to where they're at. And they must drive by here and just be like, this place.
Like, they're still waiting. We're not there yet.
Yeah, they're still evolving.
They're not there yet.
Yeah. This is
but now Russia and Ukraine has finally popped off. That took years to happen. That sucks.
It's not going well.
That doesn't...
There's a lot of death.
Years.
Yo, what about Brittany Griner? What about going to Russia right now with some weed?
No, don't do that.
She pled guilty for 10 years.
She didn't plead guilty.
She did.
She's just stuck there doing that. I saw some tweets.
No, she pled guilty today. I don't know if you know this,
but some people were like...
You were watching The Boys. You watched The Boys?
Yeah, not the new
like,
season.
She hated America. And now, like, I saw some tweet was like the theme was that she hated America, and now she's like begging for America to like have, you know, step in and, yeah, and like help that. Her out. Is that true about her? Was she like,
you know, I don't know.
Said she like protested the national anthem and all this stuff, and it's like all this galvanizing bullshit.
Well, look,
bullshit.
She's black and she's lesbian.
I don't know.
And she's
I've
in Russia.
Been doing that.
Yeah, no, like there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, oh, these are the things.
And I don't know her, but I risk her well because nothing is worse than being in jail.
I well, so imagine. You know what worse is being in jail in fucking communist Russia is what is worse.
Who wants to be locked up in a Russian jail cell right now?
No.
Fucking no one in the world.
Can you even imagine? Like, you
can you imagine that? Every day, that's your life?
Have you like seen lonesome. The new season of Stranger Things?
A Russian jail cell?
That's hard, man. You know what? Strangely, though, they might not even know how, like, disgusting it is here. That it might even be civilized there compared to here.
I mean, no, 3 meals a day, at least, hopefully. Are they feeding
Russia? They're just like, they fuck
how's the food? Potatoes and...
You can watch Netflix documentaries on
potatoes
that.
And...
like, potatoes. No way. Prisons in
dirty
Russia?
Dirty potatoes?
There's like a lawless...
Ratchet-filled potatoes?
Right.
And
they have no potato standards.
And you're American? Like, the one they hate?
Oh, man. Yeah, she's like a... She's a fucking...
Damn,
she's a political
tough.
Prisoner. She's a hostage.
It's a movie. It's gonna be a movie. Is what
she's
it's
a fucking
be.
Hot. I mean,
if she survives and doesn't kill herself,
I mean, it's gonna be a movie no matter up. What, because it's just weird what's happening.
No, people kill themselves in prison. It's a real thing. If you had to be locked up in prison,
what's the over under? If
that's
I say 12
right.
months, over under.
R. Kelly's doing 30 years.
Ready?
Max
months.
Lane Gisdell's doing 20 years.
I got an over under for you.
Jeez.
Over under 12 months. There's a documentary
Eric
about her in Russia in the prison on Netflix over under 12 months.
Who?
Oh, Brittany Griner?
Yeah. Over
hey,
under
you
12
know,
months.
It's scary,
special
man.
On her.
You know,
on
everybody,
Netflix.
You know, well, enjoy your life while you can because you don't know when you ever could be in that situation.
Well, I don't plan to go to Russia.
I want to go through fucking Russia with drugs, though.
Oh, man, it sucks, dude.
You don't go to Russia without drugs.
They're like, yo, hold on. They're like, is this what we think it is?
Not risking it.
Would they just plant shit on you if they wanted
to? They would love to catch you
sleeping. They're just natural born fucking liars.
They will fuck you off in Russia.
I'm half Russian.
For the fun of it.
Like my...
But I love Russia, too. I love Russia.
Father's side, Russian. Mother's side, Eastern
so
European.
So Africa's the Russian
it's,
name.
Yeah, we don't even know how it was actually
just don't
pronounced.
Smoke weed in Russia. Don't bring
just,
weed.
I want nothing to do with that country. Is the point I was trying to make. Was like, even though it's in my history, like, I don't... There's no allegiance to it. That place is just wicked now. It's fucking evil.
So, what's the evilest place to live? Russia, North Korea, or Venezuela?
Oh, I'd say Russia just because of their size.
And no honestly, way. You could probably live in those places, and like as long as you're chill, it might be cool.
Not North Korea.
They probably put you in like a prison in Siberia.
You can just like if you just
like
chill and like just roll with the punches, it might be alright, bro.
You just eat lots of potatoes.
It might take care of
you.
You
just gotta... We're all
communism
just
communism might work. Like, yeah. If you just roll with the communism...
So what are they doing out there? They're just, like, making, like toys for kids? And
you just go there and you're like, go
line.
With the communism, bro.
And so what are you doing? Just go... Just ride the communism wave.
It might be not so bad, you know?
It might not. But imagine a whole planet like that.
I'm just kidding, it's man. Just, hey, look... Freedom is there such thing as freedom?
Yeah.
Everything
which country is the freest? You're not considered the United States. It may be
the Canada. I'm thinking like Canada's Switzerland. Is Switzerland free?
I would say probably like someplace.
Like, and then think about it, full human expression, because no one exemplifies human expression more than the United States. Especially California or even the East Coast.
Well, that's like a part of the United States.
Well, you think of a culture, you think of the South, even. You think of like what we have defined ourselves as humans. Once you leave the European, Eastern continents, Asia, China, Africa, and you come over here, it's a different way of thinking. As opposed to if you're American and you go to Africa. If you go to Europe,
of course.
You're American. You're not.
Well, your whole like psyche is developed.
You're different. You're different. Differently raised. However, I would say this, and this has always been my argument. I'll write a thesis about it, and we can keep talking about it if we want to. We don't have to talk about it. But I would say this: California is the finish line of civilization.
I would say that
only because. You can't go any further west. Otherwise, you start all over again.
Chasing the sun.
And if you think about it, if you look at the northern Bay Area of California, that's where Apple, Google, all the most accumulation of human existence coming from eastern, western, southern, northern, all over the globe. The whole eastern to western migration of New Yorkers. And the whole tale of Trier's and the western migration of everyone trying to go west. Everyone got to the west coast. And then it all accumulated into the nucleus of information and power and everyone knowing.
Well, yeah.
That's why their Apple exists. That's why NASA is there. That's why Google is there. That's why Facebook is there. That is the finish line.
I mean, when people say the coastal elites, they're talking about California. That whole beautiful state just hugs most of the coast of that piece of land.
So beautiful.
Oh, and it's just so beautiful at the same time. Now, what would you rather be, blind or deaf? What would you rather be, blind or deaf? Because some people think that vision is everything, and I believe that you can close your eyes. It's like this podcast, you don't even have to see me. You can close your eyes and still see Mickey Mouse. Or an elephant.
Isn't a pink elephant right coming up now?
You can see anything.
So you can do Disney. Or no, you can do Mickey Mouse. Anyone can use Mickey Mouse now.
Is he public domain?
Really? Yeah. As like an album cover?
As anything.
Do Mickey Mouse.
That's my next album cover, Mickey
do
Mouse.
Do Mickey Mouse. Yeah. M-A-U-C.
With the gloves. Yo, he's like the ill dude with the gloves, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So, hey, last question of the day before we get into the next topic, and we'll follow it out with the rundown questions. The last topic that we should talk about is abortion. And my stance on abortion is this. Ejaculation is abortion. But they're not telling men that they can't bust nuts.
No, that makes sense.
There's millions of children every time I masturbate that are shot into the universe. Or that you masturbate and shoot into the universe. You kill all these children.
Who shoot? Who else?
Solomon had thousands of children, they said. Or maybe hundreds.
Yeah. You know what Solomon was doing?
Thy seed is thy kingdom. So all I'm saying is that a woman to be told she cannot have a child, although the man is the initial inceptor of billions of children. There's literally armies of souls shot out of a cannon. And those that don't make it anywhere near a vagina are in abortion.
Yeah, but some people don't think that. Some people think that it's when
the
army gets to the egg.
Then maybe that it's a woman's world and that it's a woman's responsibility to incept those armies of men? And if so, willing to take the consequence of a Jon Snow?
No, just no. Nope, stop. You're done. Everyone respectfully rewind that whole conversation.
As a metaphor, sorry.
But that was a terrible. No. Everyone is going to have to rethink all of the words you just said.
Wait, that's no. Like ejaculation is abortion. That's a t-shirt.
Sorry.
Period. No one's telling men they can ejaculate.
That's pretty far to the right.
A woman can do nothing without ejaculation. A woman cannot have children without a man's ejaculation.
That's just biology. Yeah, you just learned biology. Human. Wow, I promise.
Is the creation of a human from it just spraying in the air, and I say no. That's like that's just bodily fluid.
Yeah,
but when coupled with the egg, is that when the pregnancy starts, the life starts?
No.
So you gotta change. Like think about the
life has already started.
Yeah.
Before the egg,
but everything's alive. I mean, all skin is alive. So you know you have your.
You all right. This is great.
Easily.
So this is a rundown. We've gotten to the point of the show where I hit you guys with the rundown, and these are the questions that you would get. Would you rather be a bird or a fish?
Fish.
Bird.
Bird.
Whoa.
Bird. 100%.
You're weird.
There's more area to explore as a fish.
Okay,
all right.
The oceans are bigger than the sky.
That's what they say. Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye.
Last and last question.
That was the last question. I answered the correct answer. Y'all did.
That's it, folks. Finally got a fish. And you never heard a realer combo than on Jokes and Jocks with your boy TBC. Holla at your boy and peace out. Get 'em, chop, spit 'em, chop, get 'em. You should just finish roll with 'em, and I.